Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A decisive battle that changed the course of Indian history, a significant milestone in the country's administrative landscape, and groundbreaking innovations in technology, these are just a few of the exciting developments we'll be exploring today. First, let's travel back in time to a pivotal moment in Indian history, the First Battle of Panipat, which took place exactly 500 years ago, on 21 April 1526. This battle marked a turning point in the country's trajectory, as Babur's forces, numbering around 12,000, defeated Ibrahim Lodi's army of approximately 100,000 through the clever use of the Tulugma tactic and the first large-scale deployment of matchlock firearms and Ottoman artillery in an open Indian battlefield. What makes this significant is that this victory gave Babur control of the Delhi throne and paved the way for the Mughal Empire, which would go on to shape the Indian subcontinent for the next 300 years. Now, let us turn to a more contemporary development, the observance of National Civil Services Day on 21 April 2026. This day commemorates Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's address to the first batch of IAS probationers on 21 April 1947, where he referred to civil servants as the steel frame of India. The Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration are conferred on this day, carrying a prize of 20 lakh for public welfare initiatives. Crucially, this day serves as a reminder of the vital role that civil servants play in the country's development and governance. Building on this, let's examine another important development, Odisha's pioneering effort in implementing Marine Spatial Planning, or MSP, in partnership with the National Center for Coastal Research. MSP involves allocating marine zones for various activities such as energy, ports, fisheries, aquaculture, tourism, and conservation under a unified governance framework. What's noteworthy about this initiative is that it's part of the Indo-Norway Integrated Ocean Initiative, which was launched in 2019. Odisha's 550-kilometer coastline, which includes lagoons, mangroves, and estuaries, makes it an ideal location for integrated ocean governance. It is worth pausing here to note that the Sundarbans, the world's largest mangrove forest and a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is facing a significant challenge, the presence of microplastics, which are disrupting the food web and blue carbon cycle. Research from ISER Kolkata has revealed that microplastic levels surge by around 40% during the monsoon season, with approximately 50% of these microplastics being textile fibers. Plastospheres, microbial communities on degrading plastic surfaces, are acting as artificial carbon sources, potentially reducing the Sundarbans' effectiveness as a carbon sink. Now, let us turn to a critical issue that's affecting millions of Indians, the heat crisis. India is facing a structural heat governance failure, with over 57% of districts, which house 76% of the population, classified as high heat risk. However, heat waves are not considered a notified disaster under the Disaster Management Act, 2005, which means they don't trigger automatic compensatory or relief mechanisms. In 2024, extreme heat cost India 247 billion labor hours and $194 billion in income. Over 400 to 490 million informal workers have zero access to cooling. But why does this matter? It matters because it highlights the need for a more effective and proactive approach to managing heat-related risks and protecting the most vulnerable populations. And here is something that surprises many students. India has been classified as Category A, the highest risk, by the Athletics Integrity Unit, with 260 athletes testing positive in 2024, the highest number globally. India's anti-doping rule violation count has risen from 48 in 2020 to 263 in 2023 to 71 in 2024. The country's positivity rate is 3.6%, significantly higher than China, despite fewer tests being conducted. The government is considering criminalizing doping and targeting supply chains of banned substances. Moving on to what this means for India's technological advancements, let's look at the launch of India's first 3D glass semiconductor packaging facility in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. This facility is a significant leap beyond conventional silicon-based chip packaging, enabling the vertical stacking of chiplets on glass substrates. The facility targets 70,000 panels and 50 million units annually, serving AI and defense applications. This aligns with India's semiconductor mission, which has a budget of 76,000 crore, and positions India in the next-generation packaging ecosystem beyond Moore's Law. Now, let us lock in some key facts and numbers for your revision. India's forests' carbon storage is projected to rise by 35% to 97% by 2100, depending on emission scenarios. The dry regions of Rajasthan and Gujarat are expected to show the highest relative gains. India's NDC targets a 3.5-4 billion ton CO2 equivalent forest carbon sink by 2035. However, models don't account for wildfire, drought, and nutrient limitations. The CBI has launched an AI chatbot called Abhay to help citizens verify official notices and combat digital arrest scams. FSSAI has issued an advisory restricting ashwagandha usage in nutraceuticals to roots and root extracts only due to higher withanolide levels in leaf extracts. Rising ocean temperatures are reducing the land-sea thermal contrast, weakening sea breeze systems in coastal cities by around 3%. By 2050, sea breezes may weaken up to 4.5 times faster in high-emission scenarios, reducing natural urban cooling and worsening air quality. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It's essential to stay updated on current events, as they often have significant implications for the country's development, governance, and environment. Remembering key facts and numbers, such as the ones mentioned earlier, can also be helpful in your exams. In conclusion, today's developments highlight the complex and interconnected nature of India's challenges and opportunities. As we move forward, it's crucial to consider the broader significance of these events, whether it's the impact of climate change on our ecosystems, the importance of effective governance in addressing heat-related risks, or the potential of innovative technologies to drive growth and development.